A couple of days ago, I got in the president's suggestion box that five, six devotees are dozing in chanting time on a regular basis, practically every day for weeks together, months together, years together. They are sleeping and they are not ready to hear anyone's good advice, and they are refusing to pay heed to anyone's suggestions or anything. Actually, dozing is a practical problem for anybody who is trying to transcend the material platform and go to a spiritual platform. It's not only with chanting Hare Krishna, whether one is a Buddhist monk or one is a Hare Krishna devotee or one is any other meditator. In this process, we are trying to transcend the material platform and go to spiritual platform, and we have not yet experienced the spiritual realm. So it's a struggle. Because the mind tends to get put off, and it goes to its comfortable zone of not wanting to hear. Besides that, even in the process of progress from Shraddha, Sava, Sangha, Bhajana, Kriya, Anartha, Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Rati, Bhava, if you go ahead, in two of those stages, there is also a stage where one gets drowsy. There is a habit called as laya, or sleep. So one has to actually go beyond this anartha. No one can claim that I am an exception to this. Everyone, sometime or the other, dozes. One does little dozing or more dozing or more sleeping. But if one is not taking a corrective action at this time, then over a period of time it can become a chronic habit, and it will become almost impossible to avoid. See, Krishna has given us the free will, but if we use that free will to remain where we are, then we will not progress at all. Like you will see, if a devotee has a problem of speaking prajalpa, and devotees tell him that, "Prabhu, you are speaking so much prajalpa, take care." But if he doesn't pay attention, over a period of time, prajalpa doing becomes a second nature. It becomes such a second nature that he may not repent about it, he may not regret for it, and it will become such a second nature. Tomorrow, when he grows into a very big devotee, he will really feel great difficulty at that time. Because at that time, every word of prajalpa he speaks will create a lot of trouble for him. And the same is true with carelessness. If you are carelessly losing money here, losing money there, keeping things in one place, another place, or you are mishandling Krishna's resources. Devotees tell you, "Prabhu, you have done this mistake." But you just don't take care about it. You say, "Okay, that's what happened, what can I do? It's all fate," or whatever. Then you will find in the future, you may be committing now 5 rupees, 10 rupees, 20 rupees, 100 rupees, but tomorrow you will be losing thousands of rupees. Krishna's worth property, you will see that. It becomes a second nature. You just can't change it. Same thing with chanting also. This drowsiness is actually the drowsiness or sleepiness can come due to various reasons. You go late night, or you have a bad stomach. Many devotees have a bad stomach, and many devotees don't sleep well in the night, or it can be due to lack of taste in chanting because mind doesn't want to pay attention. But how do we respond to the sleepy feeling? And that is very important. All of us, to some extent, we know that we are sleepy on a particular day. Another day, our chanting is fresh, correct? We ourselves know the number of rounds show that. Like if you only finish 10 rounds in a day till 7:15, what does it mean? You easily know that you have slept off. Another day, you find you finished 14 rounds or 15 rounds before 7:15. So you chanted well. So if it is an occasional problem, sometimes we sleep and mostly we are awake, then we are safe. Otherwise, if you are sleeping every day, the devotees I'm talking about are chronic sleepers. They don't chant one mantra also properly, they doze off. And they sit in Bhagavatam class, they doze off completely. It has become a habit for them. So I got some five, six names. It's very dangerous. And when somebody tells them, they just don't care at all. They don't pay any attention to it. The last 2 days, I have my personal experience in chanting. Although I have been going late nights, when we feel drowsy, one extra inch of struggle you make, you can keep yourself awake. It's very much possible. Krishna is looking for that one little extra endeavor from our side. But another way to chanting is, okay, what can I do? Abhi raat ko bahut Balram Jayanti late ho gaya. Yesterday it came late. That means I have to sleep today. Because yesterday night event late. No? You know. And I have to sleep, isn't it? If I'm not sleeping, it's a problem. And now I have to sleep now. So if you are going to have that mentality, we are never going to improve. So whenever devotees are telling us, either your counselor tells you or your friend tells you that you are very sleepy that particular day, then you can try to be awake. After awake, again second time you are woken up, again you can maybe put some water in, you know, clear your eyes, again try to stand. Third time you are woken up, you know, then you can stand up for some time and chant, and then again you can sit and chant. Fourth time you are woken up, then you have to walk. So I am just giving example of how we can take steps. And there are devotees who don't have the adhikar to give correction. I'll tell you who doesn't have the adhikar to give correction. They are sentimental people. Like for example, they may wake up a devotee during the sleeping time, and throughout that time they will be thinking about that sleepy devotee only. And they will be all the time waiting. They will forget the chanting and waiting. When is he going to sleep now? Prabhuji, you know. So better that such devotees who are not having the adhikar to wake up others, you go to a place where you have awake devotees who are chanting. Devotees are fully awake. You go there and sit there and you chant there. You need a certain type of adhikar for doing anything in this world. You chant your rounds. After you complete one round, you open your eyes and look around. If somebody is sleeping, Prabhu, you can just wake up. Prabhu, please chant. You know. And then you continue chanting peacefully. Their sleeping problem should not affect your chanting. Nor that you become so sportive, you know. Now who all are sleeping, I'll be waking them up. Then that will be your only business during chanting. 5:30 to 7:15, you have successfully woken up 20 people. That's all. And your rounds, you don't even know what you chanted. If that is your mentality, better keep quiet. Go to a place where you can peacefully chant. So this is, I am talking about the wakers, those are waking up others. And there are some devotees who feel that we should not wake up other devotees. It is offensive. It's not offensive. Senior, junior, equal, whoever it is. If you are sitting in a circle, if you find that somebody is sleeping, you can always touch them a little bit and then they get up and they will get a signal. Okay, I have been drowsy. And they will open their eyes. And so the waking up the devotees, if they are feeling fear in their heart or they are feeling uneasiness to wake up, then they should go to a place where they can peacefully chant with those who are wakeful. And those who are sleepy, if they are getting suggestion, when are you going to correct it? For example, if somebody is telling me, you are sleepy, you know, you wake up, then at least for that particular day, I should think, today I will try to chant well. Don't say that for all time to come, I will become a very wakeful chanter. Because that is not something that we have to worry about. Today, right now, today, having woken up once, twice, thrice, four times, and I have to walk and chant, I have to stand up and chant, I have to put some water. I have seen that these 5-6 devotees I am saying, they become even angry on others who wake them up. They don't want to. In fact, they are asking that, why can't I sleep? You know, why are you not allowing me to sleep? They are sleeping in Bhagavatam also, they are sleeping in chanting also. The greatest danger in, what is the proof that, you know, you are sleeping for a long time, over a period of time you will completely lose taste for spiritual life and you can become antagonistic to spiritual life. Now there are many devotees who are drowsy, including myself. I felt drowsy many, many times. But the times when you are awake, how do you chant is very important. You know, if you are drowsy, when somebody tells you, how do you take it? How are we making steps to improve it? So it's a very, very bad tendency to ignore it. Sleeping for months together, years together, and one day you will find them out completely. They won't be here. Because this is a very fundamental process in our devotional life. And it is a struggle. It's a struggle for practically everyone. It is better to be a Hare Krishna devotee struggling to chant the holy name while feeling drowsy than to be a hardcore materialist delighting in material enjoyment like a pig or a dog. Isn't it? He may be thinking he's wide awake because he's gratifying his senses. But he is destined to go to hell. Already hell is becoming prepared for him. Yamadutas are waiting for them. For smashing them and roasting them in the frying oil. But a devotee who is struggling to chant, who is feeling drowsy, is certainly superior, but most important but is that a devotee should be essentially struggling. If the struggle is not there, we become that kind of devotee who says, you know, I like sleeping and chanting. Chanting is like a nice lullaby, you know, lullaby. Like sometimes when a child is, you know, put in the cradle, you know, mother sings some lullaby song, you know. So you feel like a lullaby. You know, when she sings, you know, child is also very nicely feeling that sound is very, very nice to sleep for the child, you know. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you can also go to sleep peacefully. Then it is very dangerous. From today onwards, I would request devotees, as soon as you are woken up, make a determination. Now the next round I am going to chant with great determination. Again you will find you feel sleepy. Again be woken up. And all of you wakers, don't, you know, reduce your enthusiasm to wake up the other people, sleeping people. But when should you wake up generally? In between one round and next round. When you are chanting, don't wake up, because then your round will be finished. Your quality of your round will be finished. That's one of the reasons I'm afraid to open my eyes when I'm chanting, because if you keep your eyes closed, you can concentrate well. If you open your eyes, you see the sleeping people and then you get discouraged also. And then in between the rounds, if you wake them up and then again you try to absorb yourself in chanting, that way you're also helping others and they are also helping you. Nowadays I'm finding many times devotees sit in circles, but they don't help each other actually. Very beautifully all four are sleeping. Probably when they fall at each other, they will wake up. So that is not what the circle is meant for. Why do you make a circle? To sleep together? No. When you're making a circle, you should wake up a sleeping person. So wake up each other. Help each other. And get up. Gradually, as the years pass by, we will become more. And also, like we find the habits are, like for example, going late night for me was such a habit. It is so troublesome to change. Now, festival days I used to sleep at 12 o'clock regularly. Now, yesterday I successfully slept at about 10:45, 11, you know. But it becomes a second nature habit. It's very difficult to change. Same thing with chanting also. In chanting, if we cultivate sleepiness, we will become an expert sleeper. Yeah, you will get an award for that in future. Expert sleeper. Yeah, whether it is hearing Bhagavatam or... we have to really struggle. Those of who already know that you are feeling sleepy in Bhagavatam or chanting, you can maintain in your sadhana card also, on everyday basis, in the bottom column which we have, that how much, to what degree you felt sleepy, because of which how many rounds got affected. Similarly, Bhagavatam hearing also, today I felt very sleepy. You have to make a record. It's really worth it. Any bad habit we have to have some signal or some record in our sadhana card. Any particular bad habit we have. Because if you write that down, then you can see the frequency in which it is occurring. Then we can at least try to reduce the frequency slowly. Like we tell the smokers, if you are smoking 4 packets a day, now you make it 1 packet a day, you know. And then gradually make it, you know, 1 cigarette a day and then you give it up. So we should be in a direction of, you know, improvement, yeah. Please take care, it's a very important thing. I'm just generally telling everyone, the counselors can pay more attention to the counselees. And also people in the circle can pay attention. We all have to actually pay attention to each other if we want to improve the quality of chanting. Because once we chant very well, once the holy name enters the heart, then it will do the work of the medicine. It will wake us up and we won't be the same people. We will change and we will transform, we will advance. What happened to Mrigare will happen to us also. We will become transformed people. But the conditionings are not allowing the holy name to penetrate the ears and enter the heart. Just see. So my sincere request is, you know, make a struggle to avoid sleepiness, chant clearly, you know, pronounce clearly, and chant loudly and hear attentively. These three things should always be ringing in our ears. Chant loudly, pronounce clearly, and hear attentively. And we could have a slogan also in front of us telling this. Chant loudly. Those who chant too soft, you can write chant loudly. Those who mumble the words, you can write pronounce clearly. Those who never hear, those who go to sleep, don't sleep. Hear attentively. So, kindly remember these things, because we may talk about it very occasionally and we again and again tend to go back to the old things again and again. Harinam Prabhu ki.